USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A military jury has acquitted a decorated Navy SEAL on all but one charge. Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher was accused of premeditated murder in the 2017 killing of a teenage Islamic State fighter in Iraq. He was found not guilty. His attorney, Mark Bucasi.
Suffice to say, huge victory, huge weight off the Gallaghers, huge victory for justice.
Gallagher was found guilty on one charge, posing for pictures with a dead body. The 2020 census will now be printed without a question about citizenship. It was just last week when the Supreme Court ruled the question was being sought under a false pretext. Opponents of the question had argued that its inclusion would lead to the undercounting of certain demographic groups. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Seattle federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration on bond hearings for detained migrants. She says they're entitled to a hearing and a release. The attorney general was planning to keep them detained until their asylum cases were heard. The detention of migrant children across the country is getting advocates more angry, as well as lawmakers. Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson toured a homestead facility and said the children could be released to relatives or even foster care.
We will shut this down. And because this does not have to be this way.
The alert level has been increased at the world's largest volcano in Hawaii. Christina Neal with the U.S. Geological Survey in Hawaii.
This is not an alarm to say that an eruption is imminent or even certain. But the volcano has been for some months now showing elevated earthquake activity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The attorney for Andy Ngo, the conservative journalist who was attacked by Antifa during a protest in Portland, Oregon on Saturday, said she plans to hold the city government responsible for his beating. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Harmeet Dillon tells Fox News that the city failed to keep everyone safe during the protest.
Well, the police chief is responsible for actually designing the plan and providing where the police are, but the mayor and the city leadership ultimately give the instructions to the authorities as to where they're supposed to go. Now, the situation on the ground in Portland and policing is so bad that the sheriffs of the adjoining counties have refused to send mutual aid to Portland because they don't want their own officers to be assaulted. Portland has consistently understaffed these types of incidents. There have been many incidents. This is not the first incident. So they knew, they were aware that this was going to happen, and they did nothing to prevent it.
Portland Mayor Democrat Ted Wheeler did come out and condemn the attacks, but according to Dillon,
his words are empty platitudes, and the Twitter ratio on that tweet represents the fact that nobody is buying it. And, you know, even liberal First Amendment lawyers are very upset about this. Journalists should not be attacked despite of their political persuasion. And Portland's Antifa runs wild. And there are other people who are injured who are not pictured in videos for their privacy. They're concerned that Antifa will target them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.